Coming up this half hour, why does my pet do that? We'll answer many of your questions about why your pet does what he or she does that are perfectly normal to your pet, even though they might seem strange to us. But we are going to start with this from theguardian.com. This was updated July 1st, 2020. Shortened here for time. It is a sign of the times. How pets are helping us through the coronavirus crisis. By Ellie Hunt. Animals are proving a lifesaver for many, providing companionship and consistency in uncertain times. After years of nagging for a pet, Barney, the Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, could not have arrived at a better moment, says Marie Brown. We picked him up the day before lockdown. The timing is a godsend. The puppy has helped her children, aged 12 and 15, adjust to life at home in Sevenoaks, Kent, England, without school, sport, or much of a social life. They entertain each other, says Brown. My daughter would have been bored, witless, without him. He's brought structure to the day and is getting us all outside in the garden. The benefits of pet ownership for health and well-being are well documented, reducing loneliness and anxiety, lending daily structure and lifting mood. And that's in normal circumstances. In lockdown, pets are proving a lifesaver for many, providing companionship, consistency, and even joy. Dogs, in particular, have helped to keep their owners active, demanding daily walks, pandemic or no. Beth and Taylor Swain, who lives in Brixton, southwest London, has been lending her Brussels Griffin dog, Loki, to her neighbors for their benefit and his. Avsena Paravizi, Wayne from Highgate in North London, says Honey, a 2-year-old cockapoo, has helped her keep her husband sane as he weathers the coronavirus crisis as a hospital consultant. He walks through the door, she's waiting for him, and he's on the floor playing with her. You can visibly see the day's stress and anxieties diminishing, Parvizi Wayne says. Rachel Conslick, who lives in Birmingham, says her cats, Belle and Little Tyke, have been a great comfort to her and her 11-year-old son, Sam. Some people without pets have seen lockdown as an opportunity to bring one home. Many animal charities have reported an increase in fostering and adoptions, despite most centers being closed to the public. Battersea Dogs and Cats Home rehomed 86 dogs and 69 cats in 1 week in mid-March, more than double the animals placed during the same period last year. One dog, Tulip, had been at the center for 110 days. Dogs Trust has reported a 25% increase in adoptions, but warned that a dog is for life, not just for lockdown. We really need people to think about what might happen on the other side of this outbreak when people are hopefully back to their usual routines and have other commitments, said the Trust's operations director, Adam Close. Some animals appear to be struggling with the disruption to their routines in other ways. Livy Perkins, a pet sitter in Rock Ferry Rural, has been put out of work as a pet sitter by the pandemic and says a client sent her footage of their dog reacting to a video Perkins posted on Instagram. She heard my voice and ran around looking for me. Caroline Wilkinson, an animal behaviorist and dog trainer near Bristol, says dogs in particular can become needy or prone to barking with their humans more available. She recommends keeping their mealtimes and bedtimes consistent and ensuring they have some time by themselves. Dogs may even need a rest day from all the exercise. For now, many pets are relishing their owner's extra attention and new enthusiasm for walks. Brown, who has always worked from home, worries for Barney, who will have never known any other life. When this is all over and everybody goes back to work and school, I'm going to have a dog that is suddenly wondering where everybody's gone. And now, from vetsource.com, why does my pet do that? And should I call my vet? Sometimes dogs and cats do things that seem pretty strange to us humans and vice versa. But while we find them weird, many of those behaviors are perfectly healthy for our pets. Others, however, could be a sign that something's going on with your fur buddy that requires medical attention. Here, we learn about 6 odd dog and cat behaviors and whether they mean it's time for a visit to your veterinarian. The first, why do dogs chase their tails? Everybody wants to know that. Watching your dog run in a tight circle is generally hilarious, but is it healthy? Maybe, maybe not. According to Dr. Lynn Buzzard, DVM, it could just mean that your dog is bored and looking to burn off some energy. But if your dog manages to catch his tail and starts biting and chewing, it could be a sign of pruritus, itchy skin. That could be caused by a number of things, including allergies, fleas, and infection. It could also be an obsessive-compulsive behavior resulting from separation anxiety. That's why it's important to keep an eye on your dog's tail chasing. And if it results in biting or chewing, find a vet and visit them as soon as possible. Next, why are cats such finicky eaters? If you grew up in the 70s and 80s, you no doubt remember a certain orange tabby named Morris, who may have been the original foodie. Compared to the average dog, who will eat just about anything, cats have a reputation for having rather discriminating palates. According to an article published last year in the journal Royal Society Open Science, there seems to be a scientific reason behind that pickiness. Apparently, cats need a diet that contains a 1 to 0.4 ratio of protein to fat. And somehow, researchers have yet to figure it out, cats are able to detect whether the food they're being fed fits the bill. But according to pets.webmd, if your cat is refusing to eat, it could be a sign of a serious illness such as an infection, kidney failure, pancreatitis, and even cancer. That's why if your cat suddenly stops eating, it's important to call your veterinarian right away. Next, why do dogs cock their heads? If there's one dog behavior that's a surefire heart melter, it's the head tilt. When our dogs turn their heads to one side in response to an unusual noise, it's almost impossible to prevent an "aw" from escaping our lips. But why do they do that? Some behaviorists think it's as simple as trying to get an ear closer to what they're hearing so they can figure out what it means. They could also be trying to figure out where the sound is coming from. One psychologist even thinks they could be tilting their heads to get a better look at our faces when we're speaking to them. But when dogs tilt their heads for no apparent reason, shake them or cock them and scratch their ears, it could be the sign of a medical issue, which means it's time to find a vet. Why do cats vomit? Compared to dogs, cats seem to, well, throw up a lot. But while some of that vomiting is normal, if it becomes too frequent, it could be a sign of a serious medical issue. As you may have noticed, cats spend a lot of time grooming themselves. Since the lack of opposable thumbs makes it difficult for them to handle a comb or brush, they rely on their tongues to do the preening. Consequently, they end up swallowing a lot of indigestible hair, which comes back up in the form of icky hairballs, usually on the rug or furniture. Thanks, Fluffy. However, according to Dr. Elise Robertson, DVM, a specialist in feline medicine, frequent vomiting could be a sign of a serious illness. So if your cat is throwing up more than an occasional hairball, give your veterinarian a call ASAP. Why do dogs eat feces? As we've already established, dogs will eat just about anything, and I mean anything. Unfortunately, one of those things is poop. Their own poop, other dogs' poop, cat poop, you get the picture. This habit, called coprophagia, is without a doubt totally and completely disgusting. And why do they find poop so delectable? There are a number of reasons why some dogs eat feces. Some observed their mothers doing it when they were tiny puppies, which is actually natural behavior. Mother dogs eat their puppies' stool because of a primitive instinct to keep their living area clean so the scent won't attract predators. Others develop the habit as puppies out of boredom, stress, or excessive hunger. And still, others do it for no apparent reason at all. Poop eating can, however, be a sign of a medical problem. According to PetMD, coprophagia can result from a nutritional deficiency or disease, especially in adult dogs who develop the behavior seemingly out of the clear blue sky. In that case, you need to see a vet. Keep in mind that no matter what the reason, coprophagia can put your dog at serious risk of illness, especially if the feces contains parasites or traces of medication the other animal was taking. That's why it's important to keep the yard clean and use positive techniques to try to modify the unwanted behavior. Why does my cat attack me for no apparent reason? Unlike the average dog, cats are known for being rather unpredictable creatures. It's not at all uncommon to be petting a purring cat when, seemingly out of nowhere, it goes into full attack mode, clawing and biting the hand that naturally feeds it. According to the ASPCA, this seemingly illogical behavior can actually have very logical reasons behind it. For example, some behaviorists think that repetitive contact, like petting and stroking, can quickly become unpleasant for some cats. In fact, it can cause excitement, pain, and even static electricity in their fur. Like people, some cats are more sensitive than others, which explains why some cats exhibit this type of petting-induced aggression while others don't. However, if your cat suddenly develops this behavior out of nowhere, it could be pain-induced and a symptom of an underlying medical problem. In this case, once again, you need to find a vet to schedule an appointment with as soon as possible. Yep, our pets can act pretty strange sometimes, and while much of that behavior has a logical explanation, in some cases, it could be a sign that your dog or cat has a medical issue in need of speedy attention. That's why the best rule of thumb is when in doubt, call your vet. Well, we've enjoyed that so much that I'm going to read you Volume 2 from VetSource.com. Why Does My Pet Do That? Volume 2. Here's some more. Why do dogs eat grass? Most people think that dogs only eat grass when they're not feeling well. While it's true that dogs do sometimes eat, or in some cases gulp down, grass to tickle their throat and help them throw up when their stomachs are upset, many dogs also enjoy eating grass because they like the texture and are looking to add a bit of roughage to their diet. Unlike cats, who are strictly carnivores, the modern dog enjoys plant matter as well, usually in the form of fruits and vegetables, which have become common ingredients in commercial dog foods and are often fed as healthy treats. Fruits, vegetables, and grass all contain vitamins, minerals, and fiber that are healthy for our pooches. If you have a dog who enjoys nibbling on grass, some experts suggest buying a tray of grass just for Fido to eat, which will help prevent him from ingesting any chemicals like pesticides. You can also introduce raw herbs or cooked vegetables into his diet. Most dogs prefer their veggies cooked rather than raw. If, however, you notice your dog suddenly eating large amounts of grass, especially if it's accompanied by repeated vomiting, it's time to find a vet and call them right away to make sure it's not a symptom of an underlying health problem. Why does my cat like sleeping on my head? I'm sure some of you have that question. I have. If you commonly wake up to find your cat doing her best nightcap impression, you're not alone. Many cats seem to think the best spot for sleeping is on top of their owner's heads. But why? According to an article on PetMD that quotes Marilyn Krieger, certified cat behavior consultant and proprietor for the Redwood City, California-based operation, The Cat Coach, cats like to sleep on their owner's heads for a reason. A few reasons. First, it helps them stay warm while they sleep. Since much of our body heat escapes through our heads, cats can use our noggins like an electric blanket. For those of us who tend to toss and turn a lot while we sleep, our pillows are also a much more restful location than elsewhere on our beds. Finally, your cat may enjoy your scent and feel safe and comfortable sleeping on your head. making this behavior just one more weird, wonderful way that cats say, I love you. So while your cat may not be the most comfortable headgear, especially while you're trying to sleep, you can file this under weird to us, normal to cats. Why do dogs sniff each other's rear ends? When we meet someone new, we generally smile, say hello, and perhaps shake hands. Maybe not anymore. Dogs, on the other hand, bury their noses in each other's you-know-where. To us, it's the ultimate faux pas, but to them, it's as polite as can be. But why? According to Dr. Lynn Buzzard, the answer is quite simple. Dogs have an unbelievably powerful sense of smell, and taking a good long whiff of a stranger's rear end tells them everything they need to know. An average dog has a sense of smell that is about 100,000 times more sensitive than his owner's, partly because dog noses contain 150 million olfactory receptors, while human noses only have 5 million, Buzzard explains. And dogs devote about one-third of their brain mass to the detection and identification of odors, while humans utilize a mere 5% for olfactory purposes. The butt factor comes into play due to small glands on either side of the dog's anus. These glands are very similar to a skunk's, but since the glands are usually emptied when dogs defecate, most owners aren't even aware of them. Dogs certainly are, however, and these secretions that they're smelling when these are the secretions that they're smelling when the butt sniffing occurs. Dogs sniff butts as a form of greeting and obtain vital information from the anal secretions, Buzzard says. Is this dog friend or foe? Is he going to be a good date? Will he be aggressive? Is he feeling ill? And because the odor is unique to every dog, two dogs can quickly determine if they've met before. That aroma emanating from the anal region is a unique form of canine identification. So there you go. Disgusting to us, but perfectly normal for dogs. Why do cats need? Cat lovers have all experienced the cute and, when claws are involved, often painful phenomenon of being needed by their cats. But why do our cats sometimes treat our laps like raw dough? The behavior starts during kittenhood when they need their mother's bellies to help stimulate milk production. And since that experience provided them with lots of positive memories, cats continue it into adulthood to express their love and contentment. The happier and more comfortable they are, the harder they dig in with ouch or without their claws. Cats also have scent glands in their paws, so in addition to showing affection, it's quite possible that your cat is also laying claim to you in the process. If your cat uses her claws while kneading, putting a blanket on your lap and keeping her claws trimmed can help keep this perfectly normal cat behavior pleasant for both of you. Why do dogs circle before lying down? Does your dog take a few tight laps around his bed before lying down? If so, he's not alone. It's another behavior that seems strange to us, but is perfectly normal for canines. But why do they do it? Most experts believe that circling is another behavior that's left over from our pets' wild dog days when they had to create nests in the wild for sleeping. When you don't have opposable thumbs, walking around in circles is the best way to smooth out a lumpy surface before a comfortable snooze. To test the theory, noted psychologist and author Stanley Coren conducted an experiment that involved placing dogs in pens away from their owners to see what would transpire. He tested 62 dogs in two carpeted pens, half in one with fabric that was short and smooth, the other half in one with material that was loose and shaggy. While five dogs, 19% of them, circled the smooth surface before lying down, more than half, 55%, circled the shag before settling in, with some digging and poking at the material as well. While Coren admits that the results of his experiment don't rule out other possible reasons for this behavior, it appears that the nesting theory is pretty solid. That circling can look strange to us, but it's perfectly normal for dogs. Why do cats hate water? It's a well-known fact that unlike their canine counterparts, the average cat is not a huge fan of water. But why? One explanation is that most domesticated cats evolved from regions of the world known for being hot and dry, such as the Middle East. Think all that cat imagery in ancient Egypt. So a love of water isn't really in their DNA. Being soaking wet can also weigh down their coats, making them less quick and maneuverable and creating a sensation that makes cats anxious. Finally, it could have something to do with their relatively high average body temperature mentioned earlier, which is hard to maintain when soaking wet. So if your cat is hydrophobic, she's in good company. It's just another cat behavior that may seem odd to us, but is perfectly normal for them. Let's see what else we have. I think learning so much about our pets that why don't we do volume 3? Let's do it. Why does my pet do that? Volume 3. These 5 common pet behaviors and what they mean. First, why does my pet greet me with a toy? You might recognize this routine. You come home from work, and before you've barely gotten a foot in the door, your dog runs up to you with a favorite toy in her mouth. What gives? Your dog could be trying to tell you a few different things with this behavior. It might be a sign that she wants to play. After being home all day, she's probably excited to see you and might be eager for some playtime. Or she might have learned that you give her lots of attention by presenting a toy to you, so she's just showing off. She could also be using it as a distraction. For example, if your dog typically barks when you come home and you've gotten into the habit of giving her a toy to keep her occupied, she might now associate you coming home with putting a toy in her mouth. In any case, when she brings you her toy, enjoy the sweet ritual and give her little love. Next, why does my cat sleep all the time? It's true, the cat snooze a lot. Up to 15 hours a day, but most of that time is spent in light sleep. This is so they can easily be awakened if, say, a predator approaches or it's time for dinner. The remaining time, about 25%, is spent in a deep sleep. All this resting is so they can conserve energy for hunting, pouncing, climbing, and all the other activities that take a tremendous amount of energy. Why does my pet stare at me? For dogs, oftentimes a stare means they want something, a treat, playtime, praise, direction, or a bathroom break. It's good to return her gaze just as long as she doesn't show signs of aggression and you're not encouraging unwanted behavior. And be aware of a hard stare, which can be accompanied by a tense body, a lowered head, or dilated pupils. This could indicate she is going to bite. A cat who stares usually wants something too, like food or affection. However, it could also mean she's angry or afraid. Look for additional signs in her body language, like a stiff or crouched body, outturned ears, or dilated pupils. If you see any of these signs, keep your distance until she's had a chance to calm down. Why does my cat run away from the litter box after using it? There are a lot of theories about why cats poop and run, also known as the zoomies. One theory says it's because cats feel better after having gone to the bathroom and are exhibiting post-poop happiness. Another theory says they're celebrating their accomplishment. Since kittens rely on their mothers to clean them after they go to the bathroom, the theory claims that adult cats bolt from their litter boxes to show their independence. It could also be a survival instinct. They're either running away from the smell to avoid being located by predators, or they're trying to get far away from potential poop parasites. It's also possible that a cat does this because she's in pain or uncomfortable. If you notice your cat running from the litter box accompanied by other alarming signs or behavioral issues, be sure to talk to a veterinarian to make sure it's not something serious. And why does my dog dig? Whether pawing a pile of blankets or creating a hole in the ground, digging is a natural instinct for dogs. There are several reasons why dogs dig. They might do it to hide toys and food from others, or maybe they smell or hear something underground and are trying to get at it. They could also be doing it out of boredom as part of a nesting instinct or as a way to escape, like digging near a fence to crawl under. Some do it as part of the denning process in which they dig holes to seek shelter away from the heat in the summer or the cold of winter. There are a few ways to curb this behavior if digging becomes a problem. Supervise your dog and correct her behavior when it happens. Provide her with an area where she's allowed to dig. Work with her on the leave it command or use a distraction that keeps her mentally and physically stimulated, like a food puzzle or exercise. And it looks like we have some time for more Why Does My Pet Do That from CBC Kids at cbckids.ca in Canada. Have you ever noticed your pet's acting strangely? Do they ever make silly noises or leave you wondering? Let's answer some of these questions that you wish you could ask your furry and feathered friends. Why does my cat chirp and tweet? Your cat's hunting instinct is to copy the chirps and tweets that their prey makes. Have you ever noticed that your cat makes noises when he's looking out the window? Some people believe this is because they are excited to see birds or squirrels outside, or they could be frustrated that they can't get through that window and catch their prey. Another theory is that their chirps and tweets mimic the birds or small rodents they see outside their window in order to fool them so they can get closer before they pounce. Why is my bird dance? Bird dancing includes bobbing of heads up and down or kicking feet to the beat. It's so much fun to dance around the house to our favorite songs, but we're not the only ones with happy feet. Birds, such as parrots, love to show off their moves. One scientific study showed that animals that could mimic or copy other sounds were the only animals that could follow a rhythm and dance. The only animals that can mimic sounds are parrots and one species of elephant. Scientists still aren't sure why parrots dance to certain music, but they're working on it. And that will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thanks for listening. Please join me next time. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment.